Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, gather around the radio. It's time for another installment of The Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups. My name is Michael Harrison. It's my privilege to serve as anchor of the program. It's an ensemble show with lots of good people involved, and its host and founder is Carol Marks. Carol Marks is one of America's leading experts on upper demographic issues, and she's a champion in the battle against ageism. Later in the program, she'll be talking with Dr. Paul Marengo, a leading biochemist who is working on ways to extinguish all terminal diseases. That's going to be fascinating. But let's kick it off now talking about love and language. Gary Chapman is the guest. He's an author, he's a speaker, he's a counselor, and he's in conversation now with Carol Marks, talking about his passion for people and for helping them form lasting relationships. He's the number one best-selling author of the Five Love Languages series and director of Marriage and Family Life Consultants. Gary travels the world presenting seminars, and his radio programs air on more than 400 stations.
Now, isn't a lot of the practical advice in the book about dealing with a loved one's Alzheimer's disease come from the very moving story of one of your co-authors, Dr. Edward Shaw, and what he has gone through with his wife during the Alzheimer's journey? What did you think was the most moving part in his ongoing story, and how did it change his life?
You know, it changed his life radically. His wife came down with the disease early onset at about 53 or 54 years old. He was the head of the oncology department at the Wake Forest Medical Center. He became so interested in her and the disease, he resigned his position, went back to graduate school, did a master's degree in counseling, then came back to the hospital and set up a memory counseling clinic in which he deals with both the caregiver and the person who has the disease. So it radically changed his life. And, of course, we dedicated the book to his wife, who incidentally died about a month before the book was published. It was about a 9-year journey for her and for him. So I think the disease radically changes everyone's life. And those who are now going through it will, I think, agree with that.
Oh, I'm sure. And you have many other moving stories about amazing care partners in your book dealing with their loved ones' memory loss. But why do you call them care partners rather than the very used term caregivers?
You know, one of the reasons we did that is we had one patient or two patients who said to us, you know, when they were introduced as, you know, this is my caregiver or I'm the caregiver for her, and she said, you're not my caregiver. You're my partner. And it was a feeling that I don't need a caregiver, you know. And so we thought, especially in the early stages of the disease, we thought we'd call them, you know, rather than caregivers, we'd call them partners.
I love that.
Care partners.
Very meaningful.
You know, and because in the early stages, they really do have a lot of abilities that are still there, and yet on certain things they need help. So In the latter stages, we do go back to the word caregiver because it is caregiver in the latter stages for sure.
Now, by the way, it's helpful to know what parts of the brain play a crucial role in a person's ability to communicate and loss of memory, such as Alzheimer's. But I'm really interested in one part of the brain, and I hope I'm going to pronounce it right, the amygdala. And what role does it play in memory, and what does it allow a person with Alzheimer's disease to still do?
Well, this is really one of the important things in the book, is because that's the area where it's not cognitive memory, it's the emotional part of the brain, it's the mood setting part of the brain, and our thesis of the whole book is that long after the cognitive abilities are gone, you can still express love emotionally to the patient, and they will feel loved because that part of the brain is there, and they're going to feel that. It goes over the cognitive part right to the emotional part. And this is where, of course, the five love languages is a part of that process of learning how to use these languages in order to communicate emotional love to that person.
And that's just what we're going to talk about next, because you know, in the book, talk about the fact that we can maintain the emotional connection with the loved one suffering from dementia through using the five love languages. So what is love language?
It's different ways of communicating love emotionally that I discovered in my counseling with couples over the years. And I wrote the book, original book, called The Five Love Languages, Keeping Love Alive. So we're applying this now in this particular setting to the disease. And what we try to do, and what Dr. Shaw tries to do, if as soon as the patient is diagnosed, and sometimes even before that, when you know something's going on, you just don't know what it is, if they can learn each other's primary love language that communicates most deeply to them, in those early stages of the disease, they may have a deeper emotional connection than they've had maybe for years, because they're learning how to communicate love in the language the other person can feel. So, and it's not the idea that they keep that primary love language, because as different parts of the brain begin to deteriorate, you may have to use some of the other languages. But the basic message is that we need love, and even in the midst of this particular disease, we still have an inner need for love, and that need can be met by using the five love languages.
And let's talk briefly about the first one and then mention the other four. The first one has to do with affirmative words.
Yeah, using words of affirmation to them, bragging about them and their efforts. You know, like in the early days to say, you know, I think our dog would not take a walk with anyone but you. You're doing a great job with that. It's you finding things about them that you can affirm, using words to affirm those things, bragging on them, telling them how proud you are of them, that sort of thing. You can communicate for a good part of the journey. They can get those words of affirmation. And then there's acts of service. In a healthy relationship, that's such things as, you know, washing dishes and vacuuming floors and those kind of things. But for the Alzheimer's patient, those things really don't necessarily communicate. So we talk about acts of kindness, such things as looking in the eye when you speak to them, because the eye is the heart to the soul. And so you look in the eye when you talk to them. You include them in conversations rather than talking about them to other people.
Very important.
Very, very important. And then there's receiving gifts. And again, the typical gifts that we give when a person is healthy are not the kind of gifts necessarily that are going to speak to the person with the disease. For example, a great gift for a person with a disease is an iPod loaded with music that they were familiar with back earlier in their lives. That's a wonderful gift. And then it'll vary with different individuals. I know Dr. Shaw talked about his wife, that one of the greatest gifts he could give her was an ice cream cone. And even as she had already lost her ability to speak, he would give her the ice cream cone, she would taste it and say, Yeah, there was a response to that you knew she was being touched emotionally by that. And then there's quality time. Now, again, in healthy relationships, that's sitting on the couch and having a 30-minute conversation with the person or walking down the road together. But as the disease progresses, we talk more about quality moments, because life is experienced in moments. And this might be such things as coloring in a color book together, working on a puzzle together, reading a book to them, especially a book that might have pictures. But there are those moments in which you're doing something with them that has the potential of touching them emotionally. And then there's physical touch. And we've long known the emotional power of physical touch. And this might be a hug. You know, this might be dancing with them in the earlier stages of the relation of the disease, or massaging their back or their arms. So those are the five languages. And what we're saying is that you may have to use one in the early stages, another a little further down the line, but these things give you the potential of touching them emotionally with love.
That's Gary Chapman in conversation with Carol Marks, the host of our show. He is the best-selling author of the Five Love Languages series and director of Marriage and Family Life Consultants, Incorporated. We'll have more of the conversation between Carol Marks and Gary Chapman when A Touch of Grey, the talk show for grown-ups, continues in a moment.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. Dinovite. com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you gotta feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is now soft, it's silky, it's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life, she's got energy.
Tons of energy, no more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
Dinovite. com.
Bernadette Duncan spent 26 years as a radio talk show producer. In her new book, Yappy Days, Behind the Scenes with Newsers, Schmoozers, Boozers, and Losers, she shares her adventures in the trenches of big-time talk radio during the changing backdrop of America's pre- and post-9/11 realities. This exciting story includes Bernadette's impressions of the quirky celebrity talk show hosts whom she served during her career, Larry King, Sally Jesse Raphael, Gil Gross, Tom Snyder, Lou Dobbs, Charles Osgood, and more. It's full of anecdotes about hundreds of high-profile guests from media, show business, and politics. Also quirky, ego-driven, and neurotic. Yappy Days, Behind the Scenes with Newsers, Schmoozers, Boozers, and Losers. An analytical look at the media, journalism, and the complex nature of ego. Get it now at Amazon.com.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-559-2269. 800-559-2269. 800-559-2269. That's 800-559-2269.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
This is Brad Shepard. Whenever you think of Social Security, do you think of survivors' benefits too? You see, Social Security is more than retirement. Social Security makes regular monthly payments to the families of workers who die too. More than 7 million people get survivors' benefits from Social Security, including almost 2 million children. Benefits that pay for food and clothing, medical care, and school benefits you can count on when you're planning your financial future. For more information, go to the SSA website at www.ssa.gov.
Continuing now, now with A Touch of Grey, the talk show for grown-ups. I'm Michael Harrison in the anchor chair. Let's get back to the conversation between the host and founder of our program, Carol Marks, and author, speaker, counselor, Gary Chapman, who's written the Five Love Languages series.
In your book, there's a very helpful diagnostic test that will enable a care partner to find out his or her language. And why is that so important to find out?
Well, it's important for the partner to know the love language originally of the patient themselves, and so we try to help them figure that out if indeed they're already past the stage of being able to communicate that, because that's the primary one you want to start speaking. The other part of that is it's good for the caregiver or the partner giver to know their own love language, what makes them feel loved, because as the disease progresses, their spouse is not going to be able to communicate love to them. And they need to let their circle of friends and their family know what their love language is. Because friends and family typically want to help the partner, but they don't always know what would be most helpful. But if they know what makes you feel loved, because you still have the need to feel loved yourself, and that need is not being met by the spouse, so it needs to be met by family and friends. And having that information will be helpful to them.
Okay, well, Gary, what about the middle stage and late stage Alzheimer's in Alzheimer's diseases? Can a person's love language change? And if you don't know their pre-dementia love language, what can you do at that point?
Yeah, I think it does change because different parts of the brain get affected by the disease. And that's where I think the love languages is very helpful, because it gives you at least five ways that you can begin to try to express love. And when you hit them with the right love language, you will get some kind of response. You will get a sense that yeah, they've just been touched by me. And the love languages can help you do that. And as you said, in the middle and the latter stages of the disease, they're not capable of responding in love to you. Now, in the early stage, they still have the idea, the concept of loving, but they can't necessarily do it. For example, let's say that a daughter is having a birthday. Well, what the partner can say is, you know, I know that you want to give a birthday gift, and I've got this for you, and you're going to get a chance to give it to her. And so, you know, it's wrapped up, and they have it. So you're enabling them to express love to the daughter in the early stages. But the latter stages, of course, that sort of thing is not meaningful to them. But I think we can continue to communicate love. And this is difficult. I mean, let's face it. When a person is emotionally not capable of responding, and this is where many, I think, partners misunderstand. They say, well, they don't even know who I am anymore, so why should I come,
right?
That's right. Why should I come? Why should I be talking to them? And the reality is, you're right, they can't remember. They won't remember that you were there, and they may not know who you are when you are there. But when you're reaching out, communicating love to them in these five languages, you are going to meet a need in their life. So it is one-sided. You know, it's intentional love, and expressing love even in the very difficult areas of life.
You know, in your wonderful book, that idea is expressed in such a beautiful way, that the ability to receive emotional love really endures far longer than the ability to express it. And I bet most of us don't think about that.
I think you're right. You know, my wife, for example, was visiting her brother, who was a university professor, and he was in the latter stages. In fact, he was at the point where he would just look straight ahead. He had no response to anything you said or did. Just looked straight ahead. The last time she was visiting him, which was 3 weeks before he died, she sang a couple of old songs, you know, that she thought he might recognize, but he had no response to those songs. Then she sang a song that says, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so." And when she sang that, he reached out and touched her hand, and tears came to his eyes. That was the last memory she had of her brother. But he responded. Something deep inside of him was touched, you know, by that song. So music often can go straight to the mood center of the brain. That's why music is an important part of expressing love to one who has the disease.
one of the things that I really thought was so terrific about your book is that you have some extremely helpful appendixes. And can you tell our listeners about Appendix A, in which you list 40 ways to say I love you in middle and late dementia?
Yeah, what we're trying to do there is make it easier for the caregiver so that they have some ideas of how they might express these languages, because we realize that this is a concept that some people are not familiar with, and so we're trying to give them specific ways, things they can do, things they can say that will likely, that may well have the potential, at least, of touching that person emotionally. So you try the different languages, and we give several ideas under each of those, just trying to make it practical for people.
Then you have an Appendix B for those who want to learn more about Alzheimer's disease and non-Alzheimer's dementia. And then you have Appendix D, which has a whole lot of suggested reference books that people can find. So that's another good thing that you have in the book. And I wanted to ask you, do you have a website, and is there a website where our listeners can learn more about your book, Keeping Love Alive, Its Memories Fade?
They could go to 5lovelanguages.com, and they will see the book there and descriptive material there as well. The number 5lovelanguages.com.
That's Gary Chapman. He's the number one best-selling author of the 5 Love Languages series and director of Marriage and Family Life Consultants, in conversation with Carol Marks. Coming up next, Carol will be talking with Paul Marengos, Ph.D., and he's launching a crusade to free humanity from terminal disease. Now that's a lofty concept, which I'm sure will be fascinating. That's next when A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups, continues in a moment.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-559-2269. 800-559-2269. 800-559-2269. That's 800-559-2269.
Hi, this is Michael Harrison. I hope you're enjoying this installment of A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups, and finding it to be a meaningful listening experience. This wonderful little weekend program has been on the radio across America in one form or another for more than 20 years. Its mission is to provide mature Americans with information and content about aging to help them cope with the nonstop challenges of life during these hectic modern times. We're talking about health, finances, relationships, and plain old fun. Whether it's learning about the latest technology and social norms, or fondly remembering yesterday's arts and entertainment, A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups, is dedicated to serving that gigantic segment of the population so sadly ignored by most of today's popular media. Founded and hosted by a truly great lady, Carol Marks, one of America's leading experts on upper demographic issues and a champion in the ongoing battle against ageism, this program is geared to what has commonly been referred to as the sandwich generation. Baby boomers who are coping with such challenges as still supporting their adult children while caring for their elderly parents. It's my honor and privilege to be associated with Carol Marks and be a part of her mission to support, defend, and inspire today's generation of what she lovingly calls seasoned citizens. A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups, online at www.atouchofgray.com. We spell gray with an E. And right here on this great radio station every weekend. Thank you so much for listening.
This is Brad Shepard. Whenever you think of Social Security, do you think of survivors' benefits too? You see, Social Security is more than retirement. Social Security makes regular monthly payments to the families of workers who die too. More than 7 million people get survivors' benefits from Social Security, including almost 2 million children. Benefits that pay for food and clothing, medical care, and school benefits you can count on when you're planning your financial future. For more information, go to the SSA website at www.ssa.gov.
Michael Harrison here. Those of you who follow talk radio and are interested in what goes on behind the scenes might also know me as the publisher of Talkers Magazine, the trade publication that serves the talk media industry. We cover the talk show business as it exists on radio, television, and the internet. I often have the opportunity to speak about these media as a guest on radio and TV talk shows or comment on industry developments in newspapers and magazines. For the past 3 years, I've also hosted a weekly podcast that features interviews with fascinating people from a variety of fields and walks of life. It's designed to be enjoyed by media freaks, pop culture aficionados, political junkies, and the philosophically curious. Recent guests include such interesting folks as former U.S. Senator Joe Lieberman, Richard Nixon's grandson Christopher Nixon Cox, Alex Jones, Freddie Boom Boom Cannon, Deepak Chopra, Dr. Alan Stern, the principal investigator of NASA's New Horizons Pluto mission, radio broadcasters Sean Hannity, Mike Francesa, and Joe Piscopo, and legendary WWE ring announcer Lillian Garcia. How's that for variety? Each week, I interview outstanding personalities from the world of radio or any number of its related fields in the arts, science, entertainment, politics, or academia. It's available to download, and you can subscribe to it at absolutely no charge whatsoever at Apple Podcasts or at the website mhinterview.com. The Michael Harrison Interview. Just a click away on your computer or mobile device. Visit Apple Podcasts or mhinterview.com. Make the Michael Harrison Interview a weekly podcast listening experience. This week on the Michael Harrison Interview, hear a conversation with nationally syndicated radio talk show host Lars Larson.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba-Nubs. Free.
Nubba-Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba-Nub treats.
Free. This week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Continuing now with A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups, and Michael Harrison in the anchor chair, let's get back to the conversation. Carol Marks, the host and founder of our program, speaks now with Paul Marangos. He's a PhD. He's launching a crusade to free humanity from terminal disease. He's distinguished himself as a research biochemist as well as in the biotech industry. He worked at the National Institute for Health for 12 years and has published 252 research papers, 5 books, and founded the Journal of Molecular Neuroscience. He's also co-inventor on 14 issued patents. He then transitioned to the biotech industry, where he was co-founder of 5 companies and served as CEO for 4 of them.
Now, when it comes to medicine, can you tell our listeners what your company's biomedical research mission is?
Well, first of all, Biomedica Partners is not really a company in the traditional sense. It is a vehicle to convey a message to the public. It's not a profit-making company. In fact, it's just the reverse. I've spent a lot of time and money on putting it together. And the message is that we have before us a humanitarian crisis. We are losing, as you said in your introduction, 2 million people a year that prematurely die from cancer, neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and end-stage heart disease, heart failure. The research effort has been quite profound, and we have no lack of talent that's directed at curing these diseases. The problem is that we've made it too hard to get a drug to market. It's now a $2 billion venture to develop a drug. Numerous regulatory roadblocks.
And what about all the years it takes to develop a new drug?
Sure. I mean, $2 billion, at least a decade, and in some cases 15 years, to get a drug to market. Now, that's fine if it's a new painkiller or a new drug for blood pressure regulation, and there are other treatments out there. But for terminal disease, it really has no place. It makes no sense to put all of these regulatory burdens, the fact that you need a patent to develop a drug. Without a patent, it makes no sense to develop a drug. So in my experience of, as you said, 45 years in the industry, both on the research side and the company side, it's become obvious to me that we need to, one, lower the bar a little bit on the regulatory. In other words, phase three trials involve hundreds, sometimes thousands of patients and take 5 years or more to complete. The need for a patent is a big roadblock, and what I'm trying to get done here is to get Congress to pass some legislation that would make it a little bit easier to develop terminal disease drugs, and that's what I've put together with this Terminal Disease Act. You mentioned the Wall Street Journal op-ed. And what that would do is, one, remove the requirement for phase three trials, these huge trials, for terminal disease drugs, and grant a 10-year exclusivity period for any company that's developing a terminal disease drug. In other words, you don't need a patent. The federal government will enforce your ownership of that drug. We did this before with rare diseases. Some of you may have heard of the Orphan Disease Act back in 1983. We removed the requirement for a patent for rare diseases, and it had an explosive effect on the pharmaceutical industry. Companies were formed. Some of the companies I formed used that terminal disease, orphan disease drug act.
So couldn't the Hatch Orphan Drug Act be used as a model for the Terminal Disease Act? And what was lacking in the Orphan Drug Act, which you say was very explosively accepted? What was lacking in it that will be in the Terminal Disease Act if we get Congress to act on it?
Yes, that's a great question, and it's a key question. What was lacking in the Orphan Disease Act was there was no reduction in the regulatory requirements to get a drug approved. And what I put into the Terminal Disease Act was, one, I copied the Orphan Drug Act. They gave 7 years exclusivity. I'm suggesting 10 years of exclusivity. But they didn't reduce the regulatory burdens. And I've done that in the Terminal Disease Act that I'm proposing, is not to require phase three trials. What I'm saying for terminal diseases, and the tragedy is enormous here. Everybody is touched by this. Everybody either is affected by a disease directly or has a family member that they have to watch wither away with Alzheimer's or to die from cancer. What I'm suggesting is that no phase three trial requirement, and to make that retroactive. Now, what does that mean? That means every drug right now, there are 200 phase three trials going on right now for cancer. There are 26 for Alzheimer's. What I'm saying is with this retroactive provision is that all of those drugs would be FDA approved now in phase three. They've already come through phase two, and they've shown some promise in phase two. They would all become immediately available to terminal disease patients. So they would have so many more options now. And some of them are not going to work. Others may work. Every person is different. What works for one person may not work for the other. By having all of these options available, I think numerous lives are going to be prolonged and possibly saved. So that's a key part of it. You provide immediate relief to terminal patients.
That's Dr. Paul Marangos. He's a PhD in conversation with Carol Marks, and we'll have more of this fascinating discussion when A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups, continues.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about three quarters.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E. .com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you four extra packs of Nubba Nubs. Free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynovite. .com.
Bernadette Duncan spent 26 years as a radio talk show producer. In her new book, Yappy Days, Behind the Scenes with Newsers, Schmoozers, Boozers, and Losers, she shares her adventures in the trenches of big-time talk radio during the changing backdrop of America's pre- and post-9/11 realities. This exciting story includes Bernadette's impressions of the quirky celebrity talk show hosts whom she served during her career, Larry King, Sally Jesse Raphael, Gil Gross, Tom Snyder, Lou Dobbs, Charles Osgood, and more. It's full of anecdotes about hundreds of high-profile guests from media, show business, and politics. Also quirky, ego-driven, and neurotic. Yappy Days, Behind the Scenes with Newsers, Schmoozers, Boozers, and Losers, an analytical look at the media, journalism, and the complex nature of ego. Get it now at Amazon.com.
This is Brad Shepard. Whenever you think of Social Security, do you think of survivors' benefits too? You see, Social Security is more than retirement. Social Security makes regular monthly payments to the families of workers who die too. More than 7 million people get survivors' benefits from Social Security, including almost 2 million children. Benefits that pay for food and clothing, medical care, and school benefits you can count on when you're planning your financial future. For more information, go to the SSA website at www.ssa.gov.
Continuing now with The Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups. I'm Michael Harrison in the anchor chair. Let's get back to a fascinating and informative conversation between the host of our show, Carol Marks, and PhD Paul Marangos, a distinguished research biochemist.
Now, Congress has recently passed the Right to Try Act. It was passed in April of this year. Now, the Right to Try their heart's in the right place. They want to give terminal patients access to investigational drugs that have never been in people before. In other words, they haven't come through phase two. Now, that again, their heart's in the right place, but I don't think that act is going to have, in fact, it's probably going to be more dangerous than it is beneficial, because they're saying you have access to these drugs drugs that are still in the laboratory. Now, number one, the FDA has never approved those drugs. So being an ex-CEO myself of a pharmaceutical biotech company, I would never want to engage in that activity. In other words, to provide a drug that has no FDA approval to a patient. You're setting yourself up for a lawsuit if, God forbid, something happens to those patients. So the Right to Try Act is a step in the right direction, but it's not the right solution. We need to go much further.
So here's
so what
my
important
question. How can I and our listeners and the public get Congress to take up this proposed and vital piece of legislation, Terminal Disease Act, and get it passed? What do you suggest they do?
Well, that's you've hit on the major issue. In the op-ed that was in the Wall Street Journal on August 14th, one of the things I'm proposing to do exactly what you say. In other words, how can we reduce this to what are the action items here? One, call your congressman or your senator and express the desire to finally do something for terminal disease patients. Two, what I'm suggesting at the end of this article is a march on Washington. Now, oftentimes certain groups of society will have a desire to see something happen, and they'll march on Washington. The Congress looks at that, and Congress often acts after a march on Washington. This march on Washington for terminal disease patients is not a subgroup of the population. The advocates are everyone. Everyone is touched by this tragedy. And I think that would be the key to make something happen quickly. Because, look, 600,000 people died of cancer in 2017. About 500,000 Alzheimer's patients lost their consciousness. They lost their identity. Their brain died. We need to act now. This is happening on every day. There are thousands of people that are dying. So I think a march on Washington would raise the issue to the level of being on the front burner, if you will. Talk to your congressman, your senator. That helps, but that's going to take months and years, probably. I'm proposing that. I have no idea how that process works, organizing such a march. But I think everyone has something to gain from that.
Well, what about social media?
Social media, yes, is another way to spread the word. Could be very effective. But at the end of the day, one has to get a senator or a congressman to say, "Hey, I'm going to sponsor this," and I'm working on that. And that was my goal with the op-ed, was just to raise consciousness, and it has worked. I've gotten some people in Washington that have read the article and want to talk about it. And this is the mission that I have with Biomedica Partners, is to get this done.
You know, I couldn't agree more. And what do you think about putting on your website, which I'm going to ask you to give to our listeners, what about putting, you know, out on the website a letter so that they could read it and understand what they want to ask their legislature for, if they want to write them or call them, but something, you know, simple so they can understand it.
That is a wonderful idea, and I am going to do that. The website is cure.com. terminal diseases. CureTerminalDiseaseSingular.com. And you'll see what I'm trying to do, more details on the Terminal Disease Act. There is a PowerPoint on the website. But that is a fantastic idea, and I'm going to do that today.
Continuing now with A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups. I'm Michael Harrison in the anchor chair. Let's get back to the conversation between Carol Marks, the host of our show, and Dr. Paul Marengos. He's a PhD launching a crusade to free humanity from terminal disease, and he's doing quite a job of it.
Get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you gotta feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Bernadette Duncan spent 26 years as a radio talk show producer. In her new book, Yappy Days, Behind the Scenes with Newsers, Schmoozers, Boozers, and Losers, she shares her adventures in the trenches of big-time talk radio during the changing backdrop of America's pre- and post-9/11 realities. This exciting story includes Bernadette's impressions of the quirky celebrity talk show hosts whom she served during her career, Larry King, Sally Jesse Raphael, Gil Gross, Tom Snyder, Lou Dobbs, Charles Osgood, and more. It's full of anecdotes about hundreds of high-profile guests from media, show business, and politics. Also quirky, ego-driven, and neurotic. Yappy Days, Behind the Scenes with Newsers, Schmoozers, Boozers, and Losers, an analytical look at the media, journalism, and the complex nature of ego. Get it now at Amazon.com.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-559-2269. 800-559-2269. 800-559-2269. That's 800-559-2269. Thank you, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young from the Deja Vu album. Our house is a very, very, very fine house. On the topic of houses, it's time for our weekly visit from Meg McDonald and another installment of the ever-popular Meg.
I've lived in the same house since 1977. Her name is Home. We've been through earthquakes, heavy rains, and mudslides together. She's an aging boomer beauty in Studio City with 25 stairs up to the front door. I used to take those stairs two at a time. Now I'm glad we put those handrails in. While the house has had a decorator lift inside, outside could use a nip and a tuck. Earth Movement has cracked the concrete patio, and the only thing filling the empty jacuzzi is fond memories of fun times, white wine, and glazed donuts. Okay, I'm back now. When you live in the same house for a long time, sometimes you let stuff slide. You say to yourself, it doesn't look that bad. Then one day you have to admit, oh yes, it does look that bad. I raise my hand and admit to you I just went through that with a row of fencing in the front yard. Foliage used to cover the fence, but since the drought, the plants don't grow there anymore. And what used to be a pretty white fence was now a decomposing, falling apart fence. So on a sunny Saturday, a small crew came in one day replaced the fence. And oh, it's so pretty. At the last minute, the crew offered to paint it white. I thought there was enough leftover paint at the garage, but the can was almost empty, and there was only enough to do a first coat. Normally my husband would be the one to drive over to the store and pick up a can of paint, but it's up to me now. Call me a wussy woman, but I was nervous. This would be my first time going by myself. Like the deli counter at the grocery store, at the paint counter, you pull a paper number from a dispenser. They were working on 86. I pulled 91. The other customers appeared to be regulars on their umpteenth trip to buy paint. As numbers were called, people would say, here. When my number was called, I said, bingo! I did. It just came out of my mouth, and everyone stopped what they were doing and looked at me. Interesting thing about life and the unexpected changes that come with it. I walked into that store feeling anxious, but I drove home giddy with delight and feeling very adult. I know other situations are going to come up that will make me nervous, and I also know the only way to get over it is to go through it.
Thank you, Meg. Very poignant indeed. Another installment of Meg from Meg McDonald. And for all you Meg fans, if you want to binge listen to Meg, you can do so. There are a whole bunch of them posted at www.talkerslive.com. Meg McDonald. Thank you, Meg. Thank you to Carol Marks, the host and founder of the program, for such a wonderful job. Thank you, Dwayne Doobie Jr., our producer on the front line, and thanks to our affiliates coast to coast who've been carrying this program for more than 20 years on the air. On behalf of all of us here, I'm Michael Harrison, inviting you to join us next weekend right here on this great talk radio station for another installment of A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups.